this week's music, aka pump up songs that I listen to before recording, are brought to you by Sam Hunt and Pitbull. I know, a good mix, hey? If this is your first time listening, I always listen to two pump up songs before I record. And the Spotify DJ today played Body Like a Back Road by Sam Hunt, a song I completely forgot about. Not a big country music listener, but do for sure have a soft spot for Mr. Sam Hunt, that fucking hottie. And of course, I love Pitbull, okay? Everyone loves Pitbull. And if you don't love him, you at least like one song by him, you know? Drinking music, you know? Party music reminds me of growing up. And it's just like, you know, dancing music, honestly. And that was Don't Stop the Party by Pitbull. I would play them for you guys to hear, but there are rules about that kind of shit when it comes to podcasts on Spotify and other platforms. Can't put the music on it or I could get absolutely dinged. And let's be honest, don't want that kind of a financial burden to be pressed on me right now, you know? So you're just gonna have to imagine those songs being played right now, or listen to them for yourself and fucking vibe after listening to this. But anyway, how is it also August, you guys? I was just thinking about that today. Like, what is it? It's August 5th. So I record this on Mondays. It is released Tuesdays, but right now it is Monday. It is August 5th. And I'm like, what the fuck? Wasn't it literally just the beginning of May? Weren't we like just starting the good weather? Weren't we just being like, fuck yeah, summer's here? I went to Palm Springs at the beginning of May for my friend's wedding. And the fact that that was 3 months ago is fucking bananas. I actively try to be in the present moment, but summer weather is soon going to be shifting. And that is just totally, absolutely fucking devastating to me. I love fall. We all love fall. Yes, we love that crisp weather, you know, sweater weather. It's a vibe, you know, because like summer, you know what? If you're feeling a little bit bloated, feeling a little bit chunky, you know, you want to be wearing the least amount possible because it's so hot. But if you are feeling a little bit chunky, a little bit bloated, fall weather, sweater weather is the fucking best for that. You know, we all love it. But winter in Toronto, you guys, or Canada as a whole, maybe some parts not so much on the West Coast, but winter in Toronto is not a vibe. And I'm just like, nah, I'd rather fucking not, you know? But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, it's going to come. So I got to get over it, I guess. But you know what else makes me be like, nah, and like, you know, got to get over it, I guess? Shitty people, you know? Yes, everyone has their moments. We're all allowed to have our moments, but some people are just shitty, you know? Why am I bringing this up? Well, you guys, I got a little story for you guys. Starting it off with a little story time as per usual, okay? This past week, last week, sorry, I got ghosted. I got ghosted, okay? I know, me. Ghosted. I'm just kidding. But seriously, what the fuck? I'm a good person. But like, I know you're probably wondering, like, oh, Aaron, like, how did you get ghosted? You were talking to somebody? And yes, it was very brief. And I know I've said a million times how I truly feel that I will not meet my person via like dating app. And it will be like an old school way of just like meeting somebody. But I did get to thinking, I was like, man, my work schedule is chaotic and it's abnormal. So, like, I don't go out really ever. And even when I do have days off, like, I don't go out. I'm not off on weekends when other people are off and able to do things. And none of my friends seem to know people suitable for me because I am rare. But anyway, so I downloaded Hinge just for, like, a little look. Not really with the intention of finding somebody, but more so just to see, you know, what the fuck is out there. And I matched with this dude, pretty cute and seemed pretty funny. And we were chatting and like seemed pretty chill, pretty funny. Two things that I fucking really like in a person. He was also cute. And we were chatting and he seemed super eager to meet. And when I say seemed, he was literally saying he was like eager to meet. We made plans to meet up. He gave me his number and asked me to text him, and he followed me on Instagram. And okay, like I am literally like, if I meet someone via like dating app in the past, like I'm like, I don't want to text a bunch. I'd rather get to know you face to face in person. But like he gave me his number and stuff, and I was like, maybe I'm being too rigid. Maybe I'm just like, you know, letting past experiences ruin present experiences. So I'll let the follow happen. Gave him a text when he told me to text him, and we made plans. And then the night before, I messaged, hey, like, hey, are we still on for tomorrow? Nothing, nothing back, no answer. Absolutely nothing. I'm like, man, it's fine. You know, I'm not like, if you don't want to go out with me, it's fine, but you're wrong. And I hate you. You're wrong, and I fucking hate you. Just kidding. I actually don't care. It is like, you know, I don't know this person. I never met the person. Literally, like, clearly unstable. If you're able to just like message people like that and then just like not answer. If you don't want to hang out with me, just say like, hey, you know what? Actually, I'm not actually that interested anymore. And yeah, like that would suck, but I'd rather someone be honest with me. And the fact is that this person, we were talking about like values, and they told me that they value honesty and communication. Yeah, seems like a buddy. Regardless, this is a blessing in disguise, clearly, if someone is like this, you know? So it's fine, but like, I just don't understand the point of it all. It's just weird to me. It's clearly he's clearly a little bit of a bitch. And that's honestly like God keeping me from some emotionally unavailable freak. Like, Aaron, we already did that. We already did that this like in the past 2 years. You know, Aaron, you were hung up on somebody's dusty ass, emotionally unavailable son already in the past year. We're not doing that again, you know? And to be honest, this guy gave some red flags. So it's all for the best. Somewhere out there, he's probably doing the same thing to some other amazing fucking hot girl. So amazing hot girl, if you're out there. Don't worry, don't worry. And like guys, no, I'm not just saying it's girls either. I'm sure there are a lot of chicks who pull this shit too. And honestly, I'm going to delete it again pretty much today. But like some other dudes have been chatting to me and are like, what's your number? Or like, here's mine. And I'm just like, no, I'm not. We're not doing this. Like, you don't know me at fucking all. I don't know you. We merely matched because we probably think each other is hot. And that's not something I want to base a connection off of. And like, I always knew I hated dating apps, but now I remember why. So, you know what? I just had to download it again and had to have like a minor like spark or like minor conversation with someone to remind myself that, you know what, Aaron, this ain't it, you know? Anyway, hope everyone is enjoying their Tuesday. Welcome to Vibing with Murph, a podcast about the craziness that is life, the challenges we face throughout, and becoming the best version of ourselves along the journey. This past weekend was a long weekend in Canada, so I hope you're all having a nice long week and you're all rested, sorry, a long weekend, and you're all rested up for the short week ahead of you, okay? I'm Erin Murphy. I am the host of this podcast. I'm that fucking bitch. If you haven't already, smash that subscribe button, follow, do whatever you fucking gotta do. That shit's the only way that this podcast grows, that any fucking podcast grows. Hard to make hard to make these things grow, bruh. Today, vibes. Not the vibes. The vibes today. The vibes are meh, you know? I'm not gonna lie. Like, they're not immaculate today. And you know what? That's okay. Vibes do not always have to be immaculate in order to have a good day, you guys. Sometimes you just have to sit in your not so great vibes in order to return to your immaculate vibes. But remember, because you have a low vibe day, week, or month doesn't mean you have a low vibe life. Feelings are feelings, they're not who you are, and they do not define you. What does define you is how you react to them and how you rise above the tough times. Tough times don't last, tough people do. Mic drop. We're starting it off today on a good note, okay? Today, let's talk about not being where you would like to be in your life, okay? Even if we have aspects of our life that we are happy with, I'm sure there are one or two or more that you wish were looking a bit better or wish were completely different. And this can honestly put such a burden on our shoulders, okay? Whether it's financially or career-wise, maybe you love your job, but you're not seeing the cash flow you'd like to see, or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe you are feeling great about your financial position, but the job itself is a fucking lame ass shit fan dumpster fire fuck, okay? Maybe your love life sucks. You could have the love equivalent, like, sorry, the love life equivalent of a boulder or a piece of shit laying on the ground. Or you could be in a relationship that you don't really feel fulfilled in, but feel stuck in. Maybe you wish you had stronger friendships, a better relationship with your family, or maybe you wish you had a better relationship with yourself. Point is, even if it wasn't mentioned just now, there's always going to be something that we wished was a bit better. And there's nothing wrong with that, okay? That just means we want more for ourselves. And that's what life is about. It's not about reaching a point in your life where you think you were like, fuck yeah, like everything's perfect, because well, nothing is perfect, but you're never gonna, like, if there was the best point we could ever reach, then there would be no point to life, because the point in life is constantly working to a better you, not to the best you. Or yeah, to the best you, but the best you isn't like a point in your life where everything's just gonna be erased and you're never gonna have to deal with hardships, okay? There's nothing wrong with wanting better for yourself. What is wrong is when we think it's fucking impossible to achieve whatever we want. I struggle with this for sure because it's hard to picture something different than like what you're so used to and what I'm so used to. And it's also scary to picture it because even if we're not where we want to be, it's familiar. And the familiar isn't threatening to our homeostasis, the balance among our body systems, okay? Anything outside of what is familiar is a threat. In order to see change in our life, we have to change the way we do things. And us humans love to feel safe. We love consistency. We love patterns and all that kind of shit. And again, nothing wrong with feeling safe and having routines and falling into patterns. That's honestly all I want for myself in my life, is to feel safe and at peace. But what we don't realize that is that sometimes we cling so tightly to feeling safe that we're actually sabotaging the safety of our future selves. And sometimes our safety is developed in patterns and habits that aren't actually safe and beneficial for us, because they feel safe because they are familiar. Many times we would rather stay in a familiar hell than take a risk and achieve an unfamiliar heaven. And yes, risks are scary. But to me, waking up 10 years from now and seeing no change in my life is way fucking scarier. Like the scary level that, like, that clown, it, that dude jumping out of a street drain and attacking me is scary. Or like any fucking clown for that matter. Having any fucking run-in with a clown. Clowns are fucking, like, in side note, I know this is getting off topic a bit. Who ever thought that clowns were like fun? And especially they're like made for like children's birthday parties. Like, hey, let's fucking traumatize the fuck out of our small children. No clown is like fun. They're just not, okay? No. Sorry, guys. Sorry if your occupation is being a fucking clown, but it's time to like find another way to be funny, because that is not funny. Point is, okay? Back to the actual point. In order to get where we want to be, we have to take accountability for why we're not there right now and what kind of things we're doing that are keeping us from getting there and starting to making those changes over time. Because, like, even if you really want change, you haven't actually made the changes because your life is bearable right now. Like, whatever you're doing is bearable. The point where it no longer becomes bearable and you're like, I cannot live like this anymore, that's when actual change will happen. Okay. You don't have to completely change everything about your life right away either, because often that can lead to things going a little bit off the fucking rails and then returning to your familiar patterns that got you in the position that you're in and looking to get out of or upgrade out of right now. That's what got you there in the first place. Okay. Or you could be so over fucking whelmed that it puts you in a worse position, okay? But like, for example, if you're like, man, I'm not feeling good in my body anymore, okay? And it's starting to give me a like bad way of thinking. My mentals aren't feeling very good right now. And because of that, other areas of my life are being affected by this, okay? And this is just one example out of many. You have to sit down and think about how the fuck you got there. Maybe something happened and your eating habits went to shit. Maybe you stopped making time for exercising because your life got crazy, or you got injured, or maybe you've never been an active person. Whatever reasons, you have to take accountability for them. Okay? Fuck your ego. Fuck your ego, okay? You not admitting things to yourself isn't making you better than others or more worthy. It's honestly just making you into a kind of a piece of shit, okay? The ego is literally our downfall. And if you don't get a hang of it, shit might not get worse, but it definitely won't get better. Might feel better for a bit, like a, little band-aid, but soon enough, you gotta get that thing checked out if it's big enough. Not in the long run are you gonna feel better, my dudes. Honestly, like something I find extremely fucking unattractive in a person is when they cannot own up and they cannot take accountability and they have all these complaints but won't again take accountability for why they got there or won't even attempt to make the changes. They blame it on other things, they blame it on outside sources, or they blame it on things that have nothing to do with actually what's going on. Instead of just taking fucking accountability and piping down their ego, they just fucking complain all the time and things just get worse. I find that's literally the most fucking unattractive thing in a human being ever. And because I find that the most unattractive thing in a human being ever, I work hard to not be that person. Because, like I said before, I have for sure been in a victim mode before, and there's nothing fucking more unattractive than a victim mode. It is literally fucking unattractive. So if I find something unattractive in another person, why the fuck would I do that myself? So you gotta be the type of person you wanted to attract in life, okay? And after admitting shit to yourself and taking accountability for your actions, you make a plan then, okay? You tell yourself you're going to start making your days healthier. In this is in the example still of, you're not feeling good in your body, okay? You have to tell yourself you're gonna start making your days healthier. Start with even one meal or a snack instead of making unhealthy food choices. Make one meal or a snack healthy, okay? Start off small. Maybe add in a 20-minute walk to your day, even a fucking 10-minute walk, okay? We all have time for a 10-minute walk. And if you're like, oh, well, I get up at this time, get up 10 minutes early, literally. And I know you're like, you got to put your shoes on, blah, 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 gotta get ready and stuff like that. Okay, get up 15 minutes, get up 20 minutes earlier, okay? That honestly, that 20 minutes isn't going to benefit you as much as that 10-minute walk will. So that 20-minute sleep, extra sleep, isn't going to benefit you as much as that 10-minute walk will, okay? If you start off small, you'll start feeling good and proud and better and motivated, and then we'll find yourself wanting to actually add more healthy eating and exercise into your day. You'll start reaping the benefits and you're like, holy fuck, I do feel good. And then you'll be like, what else can I do to feel good? And that's how you build on from there. Stop using phrases like, I have to do this and I have to do that. Replace it with, I get to do this, I get to do that. Using the word have makes it seem like a task or a chore. Using the word get to, well, get makes it a privilege. And when it comes to healthy eating and exercise, I'm telling you right now, folks, that's a fucking privilege. Obviously, I'm using an example of getting physically healthier, but this shit goes for fucking anything. Get honest with yourself about where you're not thriving and would like to be thriving, okay? And also get honest with yourself about how you got there and get honest with yourself about how afraid you are of making the changes that you'd have to make in order to achieve the thriving. Because, like, we have so much fucking potential that, like, even people who have so much, like, had so many achievements in life, they still have potential that they have not tapped into, okay? It's about whether you're willing, okay? It's whether you're willing to make those changes, whether you're willing to be uncomfortable for a bit because everything that is initially uncomfortable and unfamiliar will become comfortable and familiar, okay? You just gotta fucking start and you just gotta commit, okay? You gotta get out of your own head. Man, I struggle with this too, man. Like I've said in so many podcasts, I love eating food that is fucking shitty for me, okay? But I know that if I eat that way all the time, I'm not going to achieve my goals, which is way more important to me than eating shitty food all the time and feeling good. I definitely have like an emotional like reliance on food. When I feel shit, I feel like I want to eat. You know what I mean? I want to eat to make myself feel better. But that is so fucking unhealthy to have that emotional crutch on food, okay? So I struggle every day with it. My God, I would fucking love to eat like shit every day. I think about it every fucking day. I love food. I fucking love it. But I have to make these changes in order to achieve my goals and to be the person that I want to be a better version of myself, to feel better physically, to feel better mentally, to be better at my job, to be there for my friends better, to be there for my family better, to be a good dog mom, to be a good, I don't know, employee, to be a good, what do you call? Oh, to be a good tenant. I was just about to say, what do you call someone like who lives in your like house, because I rent, so I'm a tenant. So again, to be a good tenant, okay? And I have been eating healthy for a long time, but still I haven't found things there. I still find things aren't working for me as good as they want. So I've even had to like start adjusting my healthy ways of eating in the sense that I have to like adjust some like I don't really, I'm not drinking smoothies right now because I've read a lot about how if you have poor like issues with your digestion, having really cold stuff obviously isn't going to help. Having something like cold in your digestive system is a lot harder to break down something warm in your digestive system, even if the cold thing is healthy food. So I've adjusted to that too. I eat more like oatmeal and stuff that's easier to break down because I know like I have a sensitive gut. So even if I'm like, oh, like, you know what? I really enjoy eating my smoothies, having my smoothies every day. I really enjoy having my egg and toast every day. It's like, okay, my body's having issues breaking that down. So I need to find another way. So it's always about adapting. It's about becoming more intelligent. It's about learning more. And again, this isn't just for food. This is every aspect in your life. If you're having issues with finances, it's about becoming more educated about finances. And that's something I'm trying to do right now too. Cause like we weren't taught that in school, you know what I mean? Growing up, like unless you like went to university and you started doing like you did business and like economics and like whatever, finances and finance and whatever. But I didn't learn shit about this. So I am not like financially intelligent, okay? But I want to become that. And I know to feel my best, I have to be like financially sound. I have to feel like financial safety. And to get to there, I need to be educated on the subject. So it goes for fucking everything. Become curious about how you can achieve things because there's always a way. And it's not like a quick fixing. Like, get your fucking mind out of quick fixes or like band-aids or like things that are gonna like just work fastly. Nothing worth having fucking comes easy. And I'm not just preaching to you this to you as if I'm like holier than thou. I have to remind myself this every single day because sometimes it's fucking hard to be on point every day and I'm not on point every day. I told you today my vibes are meh, okay? I'm not on point today, but that doesn't mean I stop showing up, okay? And like you have to just do these things to make you that make you uncomfortable to actually get somewhere. And like I just said, I by no means am where I want to be in life right now, but I do make conscious decisions to make things easier for future me. I do hold myself accountable for where I am in my life right now. I do still fuck up and get disappointed in myself from time to time, of course. I am a disciplined person and I am consistent, but I'm not perfect. And expecting myself to be is just setting myself up for a feeling of a lot of pressure and anxiety because not one fucking thing in this world is perfect except my dog. He's perfect. He is fucking perfect. Even though he's kind of not looking his best right now. I shaved him off this weekend because like it's warm for a poodle out in this weather and he looks like a rat. But that's neither here nor there. He's still perfect. Anyway, besides Buddy, my dog, I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. That job you want isn't perfect. That house you want isn't perfect. That person you have a crush on isn't perfect. Nobody, nothing is perfect. And the sooner you start taking that pressure off of yourself and just start making choices and decisions that will make you feel good and set you up for winning in the future, you're going to be a lot better for it. There's literally nobody you have to live up to or compare yourself to. If you were meant to be that person or be that in that place in your life right now, you would be, but you're not. You're you, and you are where you are for a reason. And the only person you should be in competition with is yourself to become a better you each day, week, month, and year. The more you keep trying to run away from your shit and your low self-esteem and cover it up with bags and fucking watches and aggressive social media posting and shitty relationships and Botox, the more you're literally losing, okay? Become a winner by getting honest with yourself instead of running away from yourself, because you're not fooling anybody, my dudes. You're not fucking fooling anybody. The only people you might be fooling are the people who are as afraid of facing themselves as you are, okay? And that's not a clique I want to be associated with. And if you're fine with being associated with that, sure. But don't think you're like pulling the blind over anybody's eyes, because you're fucking not. Everyone can see you for exactly who you are. Okay. So nothing is going to get you where you want to be in life besides you and you doing that inner work. Okay. It's okay to not be where you want to be. Okay. But it isn't okay to not be where you want to be and just throw in the fucking towel, okay? Like, you should want better things for yourself. Because I know the day by day, like, things seem pretty, like, the same, you know? But when you think of years on end, you think about how much you've changed or how many things have changed. Like, things do change. Things happen, okay? And life can either be easy now and hard later, or hard now and easy later, okay? So I hope something I just said resonated with you. If it offended you, cool. Fucking cool. Find another podcast, my dudes. Find another podcast. If you like what you're hearing, give it a like, a follow, a subscribe, a share, and another listen, you know. Do whatever you like, okay? Chat next week.